This is the reading for November 5th, Daniel chapter 7. In Belshazzar's first year as king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. He saw visions as he was lying on his bed, and he wrote down what he had dreamed. Daniel said, "I saw my vision at night. In the vision, the wind was blowing from all four directions, which made the sea very rough. I saw four huge animals come up from the sea, and each animal was different from the others. The first animal looked like a lion, but had wings like an eagle. I watched this animal until its wings were torn off. It was lifted from the ground so that it stood up on 2 feet like a human, and it was given the mind of a human. Then I saw a second animal before me that looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told, 'Get up and eat all the meat you want.' After that I looked, and there before me was another animal. This animal looked like a leopard with 4 wings on its back that looked like a bird's wings. This animal had 4 heads and was given power to rule. After that, in my vision at night, I saw in front of me a 4th animal that was cruel, terrible, and very strong. It had large iron teeth. It crushed and ate what it killed, and then it walked on whatever was left. This 4th animal was different from any animal I had seen before, and it had 10 horns. While I was thinking about the horns, another horn grew up among them. It was a little horn with eyes like a human's eyes. It also had a mouth, and the mouth was bragging. The little horn pulled out 3 of the other horns. As I looked, thrones were put in their places, and God, who has been alive forever, sat on his throne. His clothes were white like snow, and the hair on his head was white like wool. His throne was made from fire, and the wheels of his throne were blazing with fire. A river of fire was flowing from in front of him. Many thousands of angels were serving him, and millions of angels stood before him. Court was ready to begin, and the books were opened. I kept on looking because the little horn was bragging. I kept watching until finally the 4th animal was killed. Its body was destroyed and it was thrown into the burning fire. The power and rule of the other animals had been taken from them, but they were permitted to live for a certain period of time. In my vision at night, I saw in front of me someone who looked like a human being coming on the clouds in the sky. He came near God, who has been alive forever, and he was led to God. He was given authority, glory, and the strength of a king. People of every tribe, nation, and language will serve him. His rule will last forever, and his kingdom will never be destroyed. I, Daniel, was worried. The visions that went through my mind frightened me. I came near one of those standing there and asked what all this meant. So he told me and explained to me what these things meant. The 4 great animals are 4 kingdoms that will come from the earth. But the holy people who belong to the Most High God will receive the power to rule and will have the power to rule forever from now on. Then I wanted to know what the 4th animal meant because it was different from all the others. It was very terrible and had iron teeth and bronze claws. It was the animal that crushed and ate what it killed and then walked on whatever was left. I also wanted to know about the 10 horns on its head and about the little horn that grew there. It had pulled out 3 of the other 10 horns and looked greater than the others. It had eyes and a mouth that kept bragging. As I watched, the little horn began making war against God's holy people and was defeating them until God, who has been alive forever, came. He judged in favor of the holy people who belonged to the Most High God. Then the time came for them to receive the power to rule. And he explained this to me. The 4th animal is a 4th kingdom that will come on the earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will destroy people all over the world. It will walk on and crush the whole earth. The 10 horns are 10 kings who will come from this 4th kingdom. After those 10 kings are gone, another king will come. He will be different from the kings who ruled before him, and he will defeat 3 of the other kings. This king will speak against the Most High God, and he will hurt and kill God's holy people. He will try to change times and laws that have already been set. The holy people that belong to God will be in that king's power for 3.5 years. But the court will decide what should happen. The power of the king will be taken away, and his kingdom will be completely destroyed. Then the holy people who belong to the Most High God will have the power to rule. They will rule over all the kingdoms under heaven with power and greatness, and their power to rule will last forever. People from all the other kingdoms will respect and serve them. That was the end of the dream. I, Daniel, was very afraid. My face became white from fear, but I kept everything to myself. Daniel chapter 8. During the 3rd year of King Belshazzar's rule, I, Daniel, saw another vision, which was like the first one. In this vision, I saw myself in the capital city of Susa in the area of Elam. I was standing by the Ulai Canal when I looked up and saw a male sheep standing beside the canal. It had 2 long horns, but one horn was longer and newer than the other. I watched the sheep charge to the west, the north, and the south. No animal could stand before him, and none could save another animal from his power. He did whatever he wanted and became very powerful. While I was watching this, I saw a male goat come from the west. This goat had 1 large horn between his eyes that was easy to see. He crossed over the whole earth so fast that his feet hardly touched the ground. In his anger, the goat charged the sheep with the 2 horns that I had seen standing by the canal. I watched the angry goat attack the sheep and break the sheep's 2 horns. The sheep was not strong enough to stop it. The goat knocked the sheep to the ground and then walked all over him. No one was able to save the sheep from the goat, so the male goat became very great. But when he was strong, his big horn broke off and 4 horns grew in place of the 1 big horn. Those 4 horns pointed in 4 different directions and were easy to see. Then a little horn grew from one of those 4 horns, and it became very big. It grew to the south, the east, and toward the beautiful land of Judah. That little horn grew until it reached to the sky. It even threw some of the army of heaven to the ground and walked on them. That little horn set itself up as equal to God, the commander of heaven's armies. It stopped the daily sacrifices that were offered to him, and the temple, the place where people worshipped him, was pulled down. Because there was a turning away from God, the people stopped the daily sacrifices. Truth was thrown down to the ground, and the horn was successful in everything it did. Then I heard a holy angel speaking. Another holy angel asked the first one, "How long will the things in this vision last? The daily sacrifices, the turning away from God that brings destruction, the temple being pulled down, and the army of heaven being walked on?" The angel said to me, "This will happen for 2,300 evenings and mornings. Then the holy place will be repaired." I, Daniel, saw this vision and tried to understand what it meant. In it, I saw someone who looked like a man standing near me. And I heard a man's voice calling from the Ulai Canal. Gabriel explained the vision to this man. Gabriel came to where I was standing. When he came close to me, I was very afraid and bowed face down on the ground. But Gabriel said to me, "Human being, understand that this vision is about the time of the end." While Gabriel was speaking, I fell into a deep sleep with my face on the ground. Then he touched me and lifted me to my feet. He said, "Now I will explain to you what will happen in the time of God's anger. Your vision was about the set time of the end. You saw a male sheep with 2 horns, which are the kings of Media and Persia. The male goat is the king of Greece, and the big horn between its eye is the first king. The 4 horns that grew in the place of the broken horn are 4 kingdoms. Those 4 kingdoms will come from the nation of the first king, but they will not be as strong as the first king. When the end comes near for those kingdoms, a bold and cruel king who tells lies will come. This will happen when many people have turned against God. This king will be very powerful, but his power will not come from himself. He will cause terrible destruction and will be successful in everything he does. He will destroy powerful people and even God's holy people. This king will succeed by using lies and force. He will think that he is very important. He will destroy many people without warning. He will try to fight even the prince of princes, but that cruel king will be destroyed and not by human power. The vision that has been shown to you about these evenings and mornings is true. But seal up the vision, because those things won't happen for a long time. I, Daniel, became very weak and was sick for several days after that vision. Then I got up and went back to work for the king, but I was very upset about the vision. I didn't understand what it meant.